You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. We knew him as Helmet Zero, and we also knew him from the Inglourious Basterds. Daniel Brühl in a new movie called Entebbe out this Friday. What's going on, sir?
I'm very well.
You make me seem very, you make me feel very dumb knowing that you speak as many languages as you do, and you have a command of the English language better than mine, and you're not even from here.
No. I'm not as clever as it seems. The reason why is, I grew up in a mixed-up family. So my mom is Spanish, my father's German. I have French family, and that's the reason why I'm talking. I'm speaking all these languages, but it's not that I'm such a genius. No worries.
Daniel Brühl on 94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. His new movie, Entebbe, out March 16th. Now, Daniel, with this movie, were you confronted with any new challenges as an actor?
Well, yeah, it was a tough one. The approach was quite difficult, and I had to do a lot of research because, I knew what it was about. But then, Rosamund and I had to deal with the complexity of the subject matter because there's so many different angles in the film, so many different versions of that event. And that made it complicated but fascinating. And that's what happens when you deal with history. There's different perceptions of history, different truths. So, I mean, for example, I was talking to the flight engineer that spent a lot of time, with my character, and they almost had like a Stockholm relationship and had, intense conversation that week. And this flight engineer told me that my character made a deliberate decision not to kill the hostages. And one day later, I met the soldier who killed my character, and he said that these guys would have killed everyone if they would have had the time. So as an actor, then, you have to make a decision, what to, for which path you...
Right.
Want to take.
I remember being in high school learning about some of this stuff. Did you learn more about this particular incident from the movie? Did you know about it previously?
Yes, we did. And, that was a big thing in the 70s, in the 60s and 70s, when the young generation in Germany were strongly fighting against their, parents' generation. And the political establishment, there were still a lot of, high-ranking politicians and businessmen who, came from the Nazi era. So that's why there was that huge, left-wing activism.
And, sure.
And then some of these guys decided to become radical and extremists. That's something that I'm completely against, but still, it was interesting to, get into the mindset of someone who made this this step. And in this particular story that we're telling, it went so far that, German left-wing terrorists hijacked a plane with Jewish passengers. And that even within that world of activists was considered by many as, going too far, obviously.
We're on the line with Daniel Brühl on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. And Tabe comes out on March 16th, this Friday. And Daniel, I love your portrayal of Helmet Zero in The Avengers, but playing a role like that, a fictional character, describe the difference between that sort of role where you don't have history, so to speak, but comic books to pull from.
Yeah, you feel a different, responsibility, and there can be some restraints when you're dealing with a real character, because you want to be as truthful and authentic as it can possibly be.
Sure.
You feel a bit more freedom when you are entering the comic world, and what I deeply appreciated was Kevin Feige's support when he offered me the part, because this is not the Helmut Zemo as we know him in the comic books. So there was already a freedom in the portrayal,
right,
which I really appreciated. And also, when we met, he said, we have to make sure that the fact that you speak all these different languages is also a part of the smartness of the character, I was very thankful Kevin gave me that freedom.
Well, I just saw Black Panther last night, finally after a month, and your character.
I'm in that one.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Your character had a mention, and were you aware beforehand of what your role was going to be in that movie?
Yes, well, I was asked if they could use the photo or the picture that we had taken in Civil War. I have to admit that I still didn't have the time to see it. I have a little boy who's 16 months old, so he's making sure that I don't make it to the movie, but I cannot wait to see the film. But it was very funny because I got so many calls from friends here in the U.S., and also in Europe, who said, like, what the hell are you doing in Black Panther? I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, it was probably the world's shortest cameo that I've ever seen. But, I mean, hey, yeah. you're in the biggest movie, man.
Yeah.
We're talking to Daniel Brühl on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Daniel, you're on a tight schedule. So my final question, as Entebbe enters theaters on March 16th, this Friday, considering that this is a vast difference from what you have done previously, do you see yourself taking on more historical roles like this, or are you still open to anything?
I'm open to anything, but I was always very interested in history, I have to say.
Okay.
Because it makes us understand where we are right now. So only if you understand and analyze history and you go back in time and you put all these chain links together, you understand the status quo, and you understand where we are right now, 2018. So it, especially for a younger generation, I guess it would be interesting to watch that movie. Many aspects of the conflict that we're still dealing with will be more plausible.
Daniel, I had a great time talking to you. I still feel like I need to learn another language after talking to you. But good.
Claro que sí.
Good luck with the new movie, my man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All the best. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Adios.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.